This is the Reimagine Your Family podcast, episode 3, where we talk about the energy of this is unacceptable. After 17 years of creating and leading businesses, teams, and projects worldwide, I discovered the formula for creating closeness, connection, and a feeling of belonging in my business, my team, and my family. Imagine a world where we all feel supported to live our best lives and to be the best that each one of us can be. Imagine having the kind of support system in place for you, your friends, your family, and the people that you work with where this is possible. Imagine being able to experience a sense of family, in the best sense of that word, everywhere that's important to us, so that our longing to be seen, supported, and encouraged is met no matter what. Just imagine feeling this way in our workplaces, in our businesses, and in our teams so that we're developing our best life. And while we're doing it, we've got people around us that are cheering for us and that have our backs. This is the first spiritual podcast that shows normal people like you and me how to apply the principles of family systems, spirituality, and working with energy to create a sense of closeness and family in your business, on your team, and at home, so that you finally have the support systems in place that creates true and lasting success for you, your family, and your work. This is the Reimagine Your Family podcast. Enjoy the show. Hey, everybody, welcome to the show. Welcome to episode number 3. My name is Trace Hobson, and my family, of course, is going to be in the recording. But I want to welcome you here to this third episode where my family and I talk about the energy, the systemic energy of this is unacceptable. Now, if you're like me, you probably have said this to yourself or to other people even at one time or another as a parent, as a family member. Anytime you're in a relationship with anybody, there is going to be a time when you are saying, this is unacceptable. Now, you might not be using these words, but you might still be saying and communicating the energy of this is unacceptable. So anytime that you're feeling angry, frustrated, or annoyed, what you're really saying for all intents purposes is that this, whatever this is unacceptable. So in our episode today, we talk about what happens inside of us as human beings when we say that something is unacceptable. Is that something that is serving us? Is it something that serves our families and our lives? Or is there something to be looked at a deeper level? And that's what we talk about in today's episode. Everybody shares their perspectives on this, and it's a really vibrant conversation. And my dad also shares the Serenity Prayer, the simple, powerful prayer that says, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change, the courage to change the things that I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Such a simple little prayer, but in terms of practicing that in our day-to-day lives, in our relationships, wow, that can be a little bit more challenging than those few lines are to just say. Now, how do we make sure that when we say prayers like this or we have intentions that we're not being so heavenly minded that we're of no earthly good? How do we make sure that the prayer isn't just a cop out from actually taking action? Well, we talk about that as well in this conversation. And then we also talk about what we can actually accomplish from the inside out. Is it possible to change the big problems in the world by taking the time to harness the energy technology that is inside of each of us as human beings? And the conversation gets very practical when my dad asks me, so what have you done so far with this? And we actually talk about that. So if you're experiencing any areas of your relationships with your family or otherwise that is frustrating, that feels really difficult, I believe this conversation is going to serve you powerfully. Now, I also want to encourage you to listen to the end, because at the end of the episode, we give you instructions that gives you access to a resource that's going to help you in your relationships with your family, with your loved ones, and to shift the whole system of the way that you communicate and meet with your family. So stay tuned to the end, and we'll give you the instructions on how to access that resource. Now, without further ado, please enjoy this episode of the Reimagine Your Family podcast. In our family call, and when we first started to meet, I was thinking about that because Kimberly and I met earlier this week, or on Thursday.
She's about to start a family call with her family. And so we were reminiscing a bit about what it was like when we first started and how far we've come from when we first started. And I was thinking about what is it that transforms my experience of my family, and what was it that transformed my experience of my family? And what it really came down to was what I focused on, because I, for a long time, and this, my family was unacceptable to me. The kind of relationship that I had with my mom, with my dad, with my daughters was unacceptable. And the energy of that statement is really just notice it for a moment. Like, think of a thing in your life that you find unacceptable, and then just kind of think of that and say, yeah, this is unacceptable. What's the energy of that when you say it that way for you guys? What's the energy of that when you say it for you, Sarah, when you notice yourself saying, this is unacceptable? What's the energy of that?
It's anger, it's frustration, it's like, and I think underneath that, like fear.
Totally. What about for you guys, mom and dad? What's it like for you when you say this is unacceptable?
Exactly what Sarah said. You know, there is fear at the root of it.
Right.
I have a feeling of anger, and the simple fact is, it doesn't have to be this way. I don't have to accept this. So then the question comes up, well, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I think this is a very important thing, because I believe with all my heart that there's a huge misconception that's kind of hidden inside of what we're talking about. And that's this misconception that you just brought up, that if I don't accept this, that somehow then it's going to change. But the truth is that until you fully accept something, you can't change it at all. So it's a bit of a paradox. Because think about that for a moment. And the more that I say this is unacceptable, the more closed off to those new choices and possibilities that I am. Right? So if I really want to create something different, and this goes back to when we first started in the family call and we started to do this, there were moments when I thought, this is unacceptable, what's happening right now. Right? And it triggered me and it made me feel like fighting or resisting what was happening or saying something that was going to end up, you know, not serving me or my family in any way. But as I noticed that initial trigger and I was able to actually take a deep breath and slow down and really step back and fully accept what was just said or what I just experienced, without fail, every single time, this higher power that we call God, or whatever you want to call it, gave me capacity and ideas and different ways of looking at it that created something new that changed my focus. And slowly but surely, that's how it was that I started to show up differently with my family. And here we are, you know, 5 years, 6 years later, 7 years later, whatever it is. And our whole family system is different now. And as I was able to create that space for myself, that safe space for me, then other people around me started to feel safe enough to do that for themselves too. Does that land for you guys? Do you, what is it that you're, how does that occur for you as you listen to what it is that I'm sharing?
I think the serenity prayer comes into really, really big here. You know, like plain and simple, you know, if it might be unacceptable to you, so you learn to accept the things you can't change. But the flip side of it is that you change the things you can. And, you know, you do yourself a disservice if you just ignore it and walk away and never touch it again.
Okay, so that's a great point. So as you accept what's going on and you let go of the things that you have no control over, what are the things that you can accept What are the, so the serenity prayer is that God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. So other people are on that list for sure, right? Situations, people, places, things, all that stuff, right? God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change and the courage to change the things I can. So that second part comes after the first part. So what are the things that I can change, that I really can change? And let's go start with you, Dad.
My life, my situation, everything to do with me, that's the things I can change. Can you change if not yourself? Something really straightforward is I believe in God. I run into people all the time who don't, right, in my own family. Now, to totally remove myself from that family member wouldn't accomplish anything. I mean, it would be silly. We're entitled to our own beliefs, our own mistakes, our own opinions. I mean, there are things that I believe that other people don't, you know, and I'm okay with that. Live and let live. It works really well sometimes.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking back when we first started the phone call. If I didn't press into Jesus, I wouldn't have had the courage to come on the phone call, because it wasn't to air my opinions. It was to love my family unconditionally, which sometimes can be quite painful, especially if you see them going down a road that is unacceptable. That's your point of view, though, you know, and I was concerned that it would be too painful to bear. So he gave me courage to come on the phone call, and I'm grateful that I did.
My reactions, my perspective. Yeah. Well, I could have boundaries, like change the people I spend time with, change the way I look at it.
Mm-hmm. When you change the way that you look at something, what begins to happen inside?
Acceptance.
And then what does that acceptance produce inside of you in terms of your thoughts and feelings?
Well, it's like peace instead of resistance and anger.
Right. It's like,
okay, this is happening, and what are the solutions that are available to me?
Right. I feel like this is so important, because when we are able, so when we're cut off from that, because we're saying this is unacceptable, we literally can't see the solutions that are right in front of us that are available to us. But when we are able to start to notice it, accept it, and shift it inside, what we really have power and control over are our feelings and thoughts. And we begin to literally transform the feeling of this is not acceptable to this is actually not my department. This is not actually related to me in any way. And I have a part to play here, but it's actually to do my own inner work inside of me, to take responsibility for my feelings and my thoughts, my views, my beliefs. But then an amazing thing starts to happen, you know, when you do that. What happens for you guys? Because I know for me, I feel relief right away, right? I feel peace, like you mentioned, for sure, Sarah. What else do we get access to when we practice this inside?
Well, we're not coming up with preconceived ideas. We're actually listening to the person. Really listening profoundly. And we learn about the people that we're in family with.
Yeah. It's like we get to know each other in a deeper, more real way, rather than our ideas, because we do have preconceived ideas about each other, right? Let's be honest about that. But they get dissolved as we let go of this is unacceptable. Like, do you notice that? I do. I notice that those preconceived judgments become not important, and I get access to all kinds of things as I focus on doing my work inside of me. not as I focus on how unacceptable that you're being, right?
I have a fair button, and it was pushed when you told me about Amanda.
I think we all have that fair button. That's a good one. Yeah, this is not fair, right? But what if it's actually in the highest and best good, and we just don't understand what it is we're seeing? Like, that's why this isn't in our pay scale. This is above my pay scale. Like, this, you know, if I could control what happens to Amanda, I think I'd probably do something, but I can't.
To me, that is this a problem we cannot change? I mean, in what universe is it okay for a young kid to beat the shit out of her teacher or his teacher? Why is that okay? Why is that acceptable? Well, of course it isn't, but nobody's doing anything about it either.
But notice how you can't actually do anything that's going to be productive until you accept what it is that's happening. So you can complain about this all day long. Is it going to change it?
No.
Exactly.
What is, though? What is going to change it?
That's a good question. What do you know about that? Based on what you just said about the Serenity Prayer, what is going to change this?
Well, it's not only above my pay grade, but it's way more than what I can personally handle. I would have to get really involved. I mean, this is our whole school system that's accepting this somehow. How can that be right?
So what if it's actually way simpler than that? Just imagine for a moment that the complaint distracts you from the very thing that you're invited in doing that has a huge systemic and energetic effect, but you don't really know that, because you're invited to let go of all of that and focus on your own judgment and complaint about what it is that's happening.
Yeah, true. When I'm angry, I'm not at my best. That's for sure. I find it hard to accept, but I'm trying to.
What's the part of you inside that finds it hard to accept, and how does that part feel?
That there is no solution to this problem.
And how does that feel when there's no solution?
And I just hate it. I think people should get together. People who are in a place, in a position to do something about it, should be doing something about it.
But what if what you can do right now in this moment actually has a huge systemic effect, but what you're asked to do is to look at something deep that's going on inside of you and work with that?
I don't know.
So this is the game right here. This is it, in my opinion, because I don't think we get to, I think a lot of the time I can distract myself with all the woes of the world, and I'm distracting myself from the most important work that I could be doing that would have the biggest world effect. And that is working with my own complaints, my judgments, my fears, my angers, all that emotion that's there, is asking me to take responsibility for the one thing that I do have, which is to transform the way that I feel and think. And if I do that, not only does it affect my life in a hugely positive way, but it also in some way begins to affect the energetic system around me as well, like the other people that I'm in contact with, the relationships that I have. And then that also has an effect on others as well. I believe that that actually affects the whole thing. And that if we took more time to focus on what we're talking about from the inside out, that the school systems, healthcare, politics, all this shit would start to change.
Quite a thought there. I agree completely with it.
So what have you done so far?
Well, that's a good question. So for me, I'm really honestly practicing with the power that I have as a human being to change the way that I feel and think, and to take responsibility for that power. Because I believe that I'm also creating my reality all the time with my thoughts and my feelings in the relationship space between me and other people and me and the world. So if I take responsibility for that and I begin to align with what serves me in the highest and best good, like feeling joy and peace and appreciation, love, and choosing that in the midst of the times when I feel like this is unacceptable, then something radical begins to happen in my life. The systems begin to change. And that's been proven in our family system, because that's literally what I did from the very beginning without really totally being like aware or understanding what it was that I was doing. It wasn't about what I was doing. It was the fact that I was able to actually take these principles and start to use them. And then I started to just almost by accident notice the results that it was getting me in my relationships with the people that I loved. And there was a systemic effect, right? Like Sarah's sitting here on this call, you know, I have a relationship with Sarah. I have a relationship with Christiane and Michaela that's different today than it was, you know, 17 years ago. 17 years ago, I was saying this is unacceptable a lot. And it was getting me absolutely nowhere. And then somehow I was invited into letting go of everything that I thought was like the way to do things. And that's, at first, that feels so hard. That's why you do need the courage to do something different, right? You need, because I was terrified most of the time and biting my tongue until it almost cut in half. But then I couldn't deny the fact that as I did that, I started to feel differently. And then they started to feel differently. And then we started to feel differently. Not perfectly. It's a practice, right? It's like a practice. But man, we're in a way different place today than we were all those years ago, right?
Yeah, the proof is definitely in the pudding.
Yeah. Sure.
It's true. You can really distract yourself by focusing on the unacceptable instead of focusing on yourself. It's really easy to avoid zooming in on some of the things, your shortcomings.
Yeah. I mean, if complaints worked, I would be a, like, you know, a Nobel Peace Prize winner, right? Because with my external mouth or internally, I complain a lot about a lot of different things. I judge a lot of different things, right? And I've just noticed, like, that's just such a waste of time and energy. I don't really, like, doesn't get me anywhere, really, right? So what is it that I am invited into doing there? So what are we invited to focus on in those times when our first reaction is that this is unacceptable? So that's the question. So what is it that we are invited to focus on during those times that are unacceptable to us, and yet it doesn't serve us to stay stuck in the unacceptable? What does serve us, and what are we invited to focus on instead?
Like how I show up in the world. Something one of you said, Dad, yeah, got me thinking, because there's so many things that are unacceptable in the world. Like if I think about them, I get so overwhelmed. Like it's unacceptable that like children get abused, you know, and like child welfare and stuff. And so when I think about that, what I need to focus on is like my own work with children and how I can help one kid in one day, you know, going like how I show up at work. Yeah. Because like, if I think about it on a huge scale of like what's happening in the world, it is like what you were saying, Dad, about like, you know, politics and like the medical system and like, so I think being aware of like, you know, trauma-informed practice and holistic healing and different types of therapy and things, and like how can we access that? And
so how do you access that inside of yourself? Because I believe that you're onto something and this is awesome, and it asks you and I to look even more deeply into the practice inside of ourselves. How is the practice inside of ourselves trauma informed? Or how is the practice inside of ourselves really in touch with the ways that we feel this is unacceptable? And then what do we do? What do we focus on instead?
Like what I can do right now, and gentleness, I guess, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know.
One of the things that's given me a lot of hope with what you're talking about when I'm overwhelmed by the just how screwed up things are at a large level, is that I have faith in this energy technology that God has given us to work with our feelings and thoughts. Because as I do that, and I take those, you know, initial deep breaths into the unacceptable that's going on inside of me, the way I feel, and I acknowledge that, and I appreciate it, and I accept it, and I allow what's happening to happen, because, you know, I can't change it. I can't change the outside world. All I really can change is the inside world. So if I allow myself to be with what it is that's happening, and to acknowledge it and appreciate and accept it and let go of having to have it be different, it allows a space for something new to happen in the way that I show up in the world, like you're talking about, like the way I show up with that one kid or that one person or that one situation. It allows me to show up as who I am. And by doing that, that is my best systemic gift to those areas that are really not working in our world. Because as I do that, somehow, much beyond my, you know, limited awareness, somehow that's contributing into a world that is actually needing that from me right now. So that's what I do with it on a good day.
Yeah.
On a bad day, I go, this shit. This is unacceptable.
Another thing you can say too is, help me God.
Yeah.
Well, so I want to get into that too, because I got to tell you something that is, I heard this week that I really agree with, is this. A lot of the time people use terminology like help me God, or God can help us, God can fix it, as a cop out. And I don't mean a cop out in the sense that what they're doing is wrong. I just mean that I believe that we're asked to go deeper into the practicality of what it is that's going on. And when we take responsibility for our thoughts and our feelings, and we notice where they are, and we start to understand the systemic implications of that, how that actually is affecting the world and how that's affecting my world, then I am harnessing the God-given technology that I have inside of me in a way that is the most practical expression of prayer and help me God that there is. When I say help me God, I'm actually saying it in a much more practically applied way when I do what I just described. Like, I look at my feelings, my thoughts, my views, my beliefs, and I start to actually understand that I need to transform those. That's when I actually am saying help me God in a way that is serving to me and to other people as well.
I think grandma, like, that was demonstrated. Like, it's like action along with help me God, like how you were talking about when you came on the family call and you were so scared and you like asked God for help and then also did the family call. It's like that's combining both of them. It's not copping out, it's totally like integrating it.
And I also think it's important that everybody has access to this right now, whether or not they say it's God or not. And this is, I think, one of the things that I just do not agree with in religious practice, is when we say things like, you know, like God will never fail you. And if you're failing in your life, well, maybe, you know, maybe it's because you just don't have the right God, or you don't have the right way of connecting with God. That kind of stuff really bothers me. And I'm not saying that you're saying that, Mom. I'm just saying that we all get access to this technology and we're born with it. It's innate. It's ours. Whether we understand it, whether we call it Jesus or Allah or Krishna, it doesn't matter what we call it. We all get it. That's our birthright. So nobody can say, well, you don't get to use that technology and take responsibility for the change of feelings and thoughts inside of you. You all have that technology. We all get that.
Yeah, I was completely agreeing with you.
I'm making a statement of belief that has nothing to do with what you just said, other than it just reminded me that that's like an important thing to me. I know you were agreeing with me.
So was I.
Yeah. I know you both are agreeing with me.
No, you don't.
Well, so I feel like I'm a bit of an advocate for the people in the world that listen to people say things like God will help you and God will never fail you with religious baggage. Like there's a lot of people that will hear that through the lens of, oh, it's those people.
It's all bullshit without action.
Yeah, it is.
You have to do your part. Nothing happens if you don't do anything.
And if you don't do your part, that's unacceptable.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, it's funny when we say the word unacceptable, our face changes. And we get
yeah, you get it contorts. Isn't that acceptable? What are you learning from this call as we close? What is it that you're learning from this call, starting with you, Dad?
What I'm learning is that the learning never stops. Yeah. There's always something new. There's always better things on the horizon and in the future. You know, that to dwell on the negativity and the crap that's going on is exhausting. And I believe that if you can train your mind to go after the positive things and have a little faith and hope and don't miss the wonder that's right in front of you, they'll just keep learning. It won't stop. And it's fun and it's good.
Thanks, Dad.
So I'm learning to accept the unacceptable. I'll get real. Every morning I spend time with Jesus. And there's been a lot of distractions. Like I'll spend an hour with him and I haven't really been with him. I've been off of my own thoughts. I've asked him to help me and he hasn't helped me. And the realization that I just have to accept the distractions and then maybe it'll get better, which is hard for me. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm learning.
Thanks, Mom. What about you, Sarah? What are you learning?
Well, I was kind of thinking about this in the context of like, that comment and like how it affected me and like how am I gonna react with that, and because it totally taps on like old like beliefs and just negative things about myself, and like I don't want to be in that energy, that's for sure. Yeah, so just like focusing on like how I want to be and how I want to show up, and I don't know, I just feel a bit like raw inside actually.
Yeah, I think what I'm learning from this call is that the things that trigger me are an invitation for me to heal, and when I do, it contributes to the world around me in a way that is really, really gratifying. It actually satisfies that longing inside of me to contribute to the world that I used to try really hard to make happen, but it does it in a completely counterintuitive way by doing that work inside of me, which is actually really light and much, much easier. So that's what I'm learning.
It's effortless, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if that word fits. I use that word sometimes, you know, but it seems like, and it is effortless. Maybe it's about letting go. You know, if you let go of that tight grip that you've got on, this is unacceptable. It's like, you know, then it is effortless, but it's the letting go sometimes it feels pretty hard to do, right? Like, you know, that's the part that feels a little bit difficult. So at the end of this call, the one word that describes what I'm taking away today is...
I like let go.
I can't do one word. Profound joy that I can have impact on the world.
Nice. Yeah, that's nice. What about you, sir?
Um, thought. Food for thought.
Yeah, I feel content. So that feels good. All right, text us tomorrow. Let us know how the procedure goes, okay?
I'm just going to say that. Can you put it in the WhatsApp so that we all can see?
Sure.
In the WhatsApp?
I haven't been in there for a long time. I'll try. If not, just send an email.
Yeah, it's still on your phone. You just got to...
What's a WhatsApp?
It's a conversation with all of us.
All right, guys. I love you guys. Have a great week.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Hey, everybody, Trace Hobson here. And if you are new to our podcast, then you might have missed the opportunity to join our private podcast Facebook group. This is a group that so many of our members are loving. This private community is where you can go to ask deeper questions about the episodes and also receive additional bonus materials for you and your whole family system. This is where we pull back the curtain and show you what we do as a family to create conscious conversations and meaningful meetings so that you can do the exact same thing in your family as well. And we show you how to do it all in the context of working from the inside out of your family system. And to help you get started with this, we've created a free gift that celebrates the launch of our new podcast and the Facebook group, and that also helps you to begin a transformation in your life and the relationships in your family all at the same time. And when you join the private Facebook community, you're going to receive the release of this resource right after the launch of our new podcast series on May the 15th. So click on the Facebook link in the show notes of this episode, and then you'll be able to join the group and receive this incredible resource so that we can get started today.